is it just a...
No, I've heard that term, yoke of oxen.
I talked to a man in Broken Bow, and he kept talking about a yoke of steers. What did your flour come in? When you bought flour, how did it come? How did you get it?
Sack.
5 pounds?
25, 50, 100.
They never made 5 pounds, most days. When you got 100 pounds, was it just one sack that it came in, or was there one inside of another?
Only just one sack.
Cloth? If you went, as a boy, if you went down with a nickel to buy some candy, what did you get it put in?
Sack.
Have you ever heard poke?
I have.
For that? Was it at all?
Never. I've always just, it's always sack to me.
Sack.
And for a long time, they talk about poke. Well, it was a funny term to me. But I'd always just call it a sack. I just like these old sacks. Now, a lot of them call those, we used to call them toe sack. Mm-hmm. And they call them gunny sack. Mm-hmm. But I always meant them as toe sack.
When I asked about your flour, in parts of the country it was common to get your sack of flour, and then on the outside of that there'd be a tow sack. Now, I've also heard, I haven't heard it, but I've seen it, crocus sack, or tow sack. This is a Georgia coastal expression, strangely enough. I guess it's also on the Louisiana coast and the Mississippi coast, but somehow or other it got into Oklahoma.
Yes.
Any special term for the amount of something that you could get into a wagon at one time? Say the wagon is filled up, you'd say that's a... The term may have been dead when you were...
I don't know.
Old or something.
Have you ever heard a turn? Would this be just corn going to the mill? A turn of corn.
Well, I've heard that expression.
That would be one load, huh?
Yeah.
How about a small amount, a partial load? Say, we don't have a whole load, we just have a...
A jag.
Yeah. What did people get nails in when you were a boy? Let's say the hardware store. How were they shipped into them?
Kegs.
And if you got a jug of vinegar or something at the store, what plugged the hole? You mean it wasn't the substance cork, or it wasn't called a cork, or?
Now that's the barrel. You're talking about the barrel.
No, just if you went to get a jug of vinegar, mm-hmm. What did you put in the top of the jug?
Lid.
No, I was just trying to think. I know what they used to use.
Corn cob?
Corn cob.
With a rag around it.
Well, you're thinking about one of those old crock jugs, huh?
Well, any kind of a jug they get to. It wouldn't be a cap. It'd probably be a stopper.